I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Marine salvage experts are trying to determine the source of a fire on the overturned cargo ship off of St. Simon's Island. Smoke could be seen billowing from the Golden Ray on Sunday. Crews say the fire is contained and they are continuing to monitor conditions around the vessel. The ship will be cut into pieces and hauled away since it cannot be safely uprighted. Three U.S. soldiers were killed in a training accident in Georgia on Sunday. Three others were injured. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The accident happened at Fort Stewart near Savannah. The Bradley fighting vehicle the soldiers were in was involved in a training accident, according to a statement from the 3rd Infantry Division. Three were pronounced dead at the scene. Three others were taken to an Army hospital. Their names and further details about what happened have not been released. The incident is under investigation. The commanding general of the division called it a heartbreaking day and said our hearts and prayers go out to the families of those involved. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation is recognizing a 550-acre farm in Milledgeville for its role in American history. GPB's Daniel McDonald reports.
Andalusia, the home of iconic writer Flannery O'Connor, is now a distinctive destination for women's history and heritage. The farm is featured in several of the author's stories. Matt Davis is the director of historic museums at Georgia College. He says the distinction not only affirms O'Connor's literary importance, but elevates the story of her mother, Regina O'Connor.
How this single woman ran a successful dairy and later beef farm operation on the site, but also provided the financial stability and foundation for Flannery to give us these great works of literature that we all appreciate today.
The designation means the National Trust will promote Andalusia across its publications. For GPB News, I'm Daniel McDonald in Milledgeville.
Clarksdale, Georgia native Ray Stevens was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame during ceremonies last night in Nashville. Stevens, who gained fame as both a country singer and comedian, is best known for novelty songs like The Streak. But his credits also include the Grammy Award-winning ballad, Everything is Beautiful. Stevens was inducted alongside country duo Brooks and Dunn and record company executive Jerry Bradley. Payne College in Augusta has a new leader. The Board of Trustees voted unanimously to appoint Dr. Cheryl Evans-Jones as the school's 17th president at meetings over the weekend. A native of Augusta who's been part of the Payne College staff for more than 25 years, Jones became acting president in July following the retirement of Dr. Jerry Hardy. She's been provost and vice president of academic affairs for the previous 4 years. Payne College is one of 10 historically black colleges and universities in Georgia. And former Georgia Governor Nathan Deal is taking on a new role as Distinguished University Professor of Government at Mercer University. The former two-term governor is a Mercer graduate. Deal will begin the post on January 1st. Now, earlier this year, the State Board of Regents also hired Deal to teach and hold lectures at the University of Georgia system. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons' losing streak now stands at 5 games after Sunday's 37-10 defeat against the L.A. Rams, prompting calls for head coach Dan Quinn to be fired. Quinn, who's led the team since 2015, signed a 3-year contract extension last year. According to the publication The Athletic, team owner Arthur Blank says he still supports Quinn and isn't planning a coaching change just yet. With a record of just 1 win and 6 losses this season, the Falcons are tied with Washington for the worst record in the NFC. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.